to the story in Haiti now, and it must have seemed a bit like a hallucination. Shortly after 6 p.m. in Port-au-Prince, on an Air France flight, Haitian media reported that Jean-Claude Duvalier, known in his country as Baby Doc, former dictator, returning back to Haiti after seeing images of a year after the earthquake in his country. It's his first time back since he was ousted in disgrace and really called by many in Haiti a brutal dictator, almost a war criminal. But he's back in the country. Joining us now from London is the BBC's Marie-Claire Williams, a reporter for the BBC Caribbean Service, who returned from Haiti last week as part of the anniversary commemorations of the 1 year after the earthquake. Marie-Claire Williams, I mean, as an astounding development that Baby Doc is back in Haiti. It's almost impossible to convey just how unusual, how bizarre, and perhaps to some, how disturbing this might be.
Well, it did come as a surprise for a number of people. But I must tell you, though, while I was in Haiti, I did see a number of signs on buildings throughout Port-au-Prince actually calling for his return.
You know, this is so interesting because part of that relates to the utter disillusionment with the way the government or lack of government has handled the situation with the earthquake and how the earthquake has really created a new level of disillusionment, wouldn't you say?
It has. And coupled with that is the inconclusive election in November. So the people there have been saying that they're not, well, they are not satisfied with the government, especially after the earthquake, and they are not really impressed with the country's politicians either. So, listening to the reports this morning, one of Baby Doc's supporters has been saying that he is not there to get involved in the country's politics at this time. And the Prime Minister himself has said that Baby Doc is a Haitian, so he is free to return to the country if he wants to.
Is it even possible, should it be his aspiration, and it's unlikely that he would say it publicly at this early stage, that Jean-Claude Duvalier, that Baby Doc, would try to reestablish the regime of his father, Papa Doc, François Duvalier?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, it is he has been accused of corruption and repression of and human rights abuses during his rule. So it will be pretty interesting to see if he does have any political aspirations at this time and whether he will be embraced by the Haitian people.
Talking with Marie-Claire Williams, a reporter for the BBC Caribbean Service, who was in Haiti last week, is in London this morning with us. Is there an authority in Haiti that might actually confront Jean-Claude Duvalier for crimes that he's been accused of by official authorities in Haiti?
Well, there has been talk about that, and there has and there have actually been calls for that, but the government there have not confirmed or denied whether or not they will actually be taking any legal action against him.
Any idea where he's staying?
Well, we've been told that he's staying at a hotel in Port-au-Prince.
And, you know, in the case of the Duvaliers, it's not in a one room in the hotel. You just take over the whole hotel. You know, the sort of reputation for lavish accommodations. I wonder if that's even possible in Haiti today. Marie-Claire Williams, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Marie-Claire Williams is a reporter for the BBC Caribbean Service talking about the return to Haiti a year after the earthquake of Jean-Claude Duvalier, Baby Doc.